好，弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace be with brothers and sisters.
很高兴在这里跟大家分享呢。那最近呢，在疫情之前呢，大家见面的时候呢，一般的打招呼呢，会说：“哎，你吃过饭没有
Before the pandemic, when we gather together in person, we will ask each other, Oh, have you eaten?
那最近的打招呼是问的是什么呢？你打了疫苗没有？
Recently, we asked, Oh, have you got the COVID vaccine?
不是，你打了疫苗那个 vaccine 没有？
Did you get the COVID vaccine yet?
那我们作为基督徒，我们的打招呼应该可以再深入一点。你最近祷告没有？
For Christians, we should ask a deeper question. Have you prayed recently?
你最近跟神的关系有没有好好的灵修没有啊？
And how is your spiritual life? Did you do devotions?
所以今天跟大家分享的一个主题呢，就是一个祷告，并且与神同行的，人，一个属灵人。
So today's the topic is a spiritual man who prays and have action.
我来分享那个 PowerPoint。
Let me share my PowerPoint.
这个人就是尼希米。
And this person is Nehemiah.
我们都常常听过有一句话，叫做"多祷告多有能力，少祷告少有能力，没祷告就没有能力。"
We often hear, "Pray more, you have more power. Pray little, you have little power. Don't pray, you have no power."
但是我们回想一下，我们一天的祷告真的是很专心的在祷告神，还是只是一天三餐谢饭祷告，3分钟都不到就结束了？
So looking at ourselves, our prayers, do we just pray three times a day with the meals, the three meals a day type of thing, or do we actually deeply pray?
另外就是我们祷告的内容，是不是只是围绕着身体健康啊、找工作啊，或者是只是儿女的读书啊？
And the topic of our prayer is that health, education, and children only.
那我们一个属灵人所祷告的这种的，无论是深度也好，时间好，我们真的是要反省啊。
A spiritual person, the length and the depth of our prayer, we really need to reflect on.
以致我们真的是活得跟世上的人不一样，不是说因为我们有了耶稣，我们多了一个大有能力的神呢，好像是换了一个偶像呢，让耶稣来满足我的需要啊。
We need to be set apart, be different from the world, and not, only have God who is almighty and essentially like us changing an idol.
因为真的是我们活在一个在西方文化，美国的一个是很个人主义、很自由、很追求那个个人主义的一种的文化氛围当中。
We're living in the Western world where it's all about me, very self-centered environment.
所以，很多的教会呢，也走向一个呢，是很自我中心、自我主义的这种的信仰当中。
A lot of churches are headed towards that direction of self-centeredness.
变成了美国的 American Dream 美国梦，是我们的哇非常看重的耶稣来成全我的美国梦呢。
To a point, American dream becomes a top priority where Jesus come after to support this American dream.
让我完成我的美国梦了。
That Jesus come to complete my American dream.
但是神的国是大于世上的国，而且他来是要我们借着祷告、借着行动，在神国当中呢，来与他同行的。
God's kingdom is greater than worldly kingdom. He wants us to use prayer and action to draw near him.
所以求神帮助我们今天从尼希米的这种生命当中呢，看到一个常常以祷告、以顺服来完成神的旨意的人。
And so today, may we look at the life of Nehemiah, where he prays often and through his action of obedience towards the Lord. May we be like him.
我们在基督徒的这种的圈子里面呢，最近发生一个很震惊的事情，也就是这位护道学的牧师叫做撒加利亚。
Recently in the Christian realm, a very well-known apologist named Rabbi Zacharias.
他已经安息主怀了，但是后来有很多的女性呢出来指控这位牧者曾经性侵他们，然后呢甚至呢他们的机构呢做了一个很详细的调查，结果发现是很多的事实。
This pastor, well-known pastor, has already passed away. However, many women came out to accuse of sexual abuse of him. And the Rabbi Zacharias International Ministry, they took many months of investigation to find that those were true, those were facts.
所以这个机构也出来公开的道歉，并且设立一些基金来安抚，来帮助那些的受害者得到医治。
So the ministry, they came out, apologized for his acts, and then also support the victims.
我在这里分享这个人，是让我们看到，当这位牧师，当这位应该是敬畏神的人，却不警醒的时候，他活在一种自我欺骗的这种的生活当中的时候。
And the reason why I share this story with you is that when someone who believes in God and who follows God should be watchful. Should be very watchful of his acts.
千万不要落在一种自欺欺人的这种的光景中。
And not live under lying to yourselves, self deception.
所以耶稣基督常常提醒他的门徒说。你们要总要警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑。你们的心灵固然愿意，肉体却软弱了。
So Jesus often warns his disciples and say, "Watch and pray, so that you would not fall into temptation."
所以祷告是一个常常与神保持一个紧密的联系。祷告是让神的同在提醒我们。
Prayer is actually having a connection, a deep connection with the Lord, and God will use that to warn us.
让他的同在让我们时时刻刻的体会到，当我们面对这种试探的时候，我们就有力量来抵挡。
And His presence, so that having His presence, so that when we are faced with temptation, we have the strength to stand.
不要。以为我们可以胜过试探，胜过魔鬼，胜过罪恶。当他来敲门的时候，最有效的方法是什么呢？
So don't think that we can overcome the devil, overcome evil. When we are tempted, what is the best weapon?
就是祷告，就是让耶稣来开门。当魔鬼在我们的心门，在我们的眼目，在我们的心里面来试探我们的时候，我们祷告，主啊。你为我胜过
啊。When the devil come knocking on the door of our hearts, have Jesus come open the door through our prayer.
所以这里让我们看见，原来祷告是非常重要的，使我们免得入了迷惑，免得我们的生命呢，活得跟世人一样，我们应该是与众不同的。
We can see the importance of prayer so that we can set apart from the world.
所以尼西米呢，他身处在异乡，都不在一个敬拜的中心耶路撒冷，他却常常的紧连着这位天上的神。
Nehemiah, he was living in a foreign land, foreign world, and he's not even in Jerusalem, but he was spiritually connected with the Lord through prayer.
圣经在尼希米记的第一章里面呢，就记载了，就是说他在波斯王的王宫当中呢，来做酒政的。
We see that in Nehemiah chapter one, Nehemiah was in the Persian Empire, being the cupbearer.
然后呢，他呢，圣经这样记载呢，就是 他是在苏商城，并且呢，他做酒政的时候，听到有一个弟兄哈拿尼呢，还有几个犹太人呢，他们从由耶路撒冷呢回来这个苏商城了。
He was in the citadel of Susa. He was a cupbearer over there, and he heard a couple of his brothers, Hananiah and other brothers, returning.
那听到什么消息呢？就是尼西米的那个时代呢，已经有两批人呢回归，从被掳之地回归到耶路撒冷，重建圣殿。
And what did he hear? He heard two. He heard the brothers talking about returning to Jerusalem. The two groups of exiles returning to Jerusalem, rebuilding the wall, rebuilding the city.
在当中呢，圣殿也是没有顺利的建好啊，就是回归的人呢还是很多的困难。加上呢，现在呢，他们又遇到另外的羞辱和这种的毁坏。
When they return, they try to rebuild the temple. It was not fully built, and when they return again, they were faced a lot of trouble and disgrace.
所以第三节，这些的弟兄就说，那些被掳归回剩下的人呢、啊，在犹大省遭受极大的大难，受凌辱，并且耶路撒冷的城墙拆毁，城门被火焚烧。
So in chapter 1, verse 3, it says, They said to me, Those who survived the exile and are back in the province are in great trouble and disgrace. The wall of Jerusalem is broken down, and its gates have been burned with fire.
所以你会看见尼西米，他是身处异乡的，而且他不是土生土长的犹太人的，他是好像我们现在的 ABC 啊，在美国长大的，他是祖先呢是中国人、华人啊。
So Nehemiah was not fully Jewish. He's similar to us Asians and American-born Chinese. He was born in a foreign land, but has the foundation.
所以你想，如果有一天啊，我的儿子呢，他在美国长大了，他听到，哎呀，爹地啊。去年呢、啊，前两年呢、啊，那个香港呢、啊，哇，很多的这种的警民之间的对立啊，很多的这种的人民之间的这种政府和人民之间的那种的对立啊，哇，到处都受到破坏，我心里面很难过、啊。
It's as if my son telling me, seeing that in Hong Kong, there's a lot of police and citizens going against each other, and him being saddened by it.
我相信很少，对不对？
I think it's very rare.
长大的那些 ABC， 他看到了香港这种情况也好，看到了台湾也好，哪里你的原住地啊，他都可能 I don't care 啊。
Many American-born Chinese, when they look at things happening in their homelands, whether it's Hong Kong, China, or Taiwan, most of them will say, "I don't care."
但是尼西米就是这样的一个人呢，他是在波斯长大的，但是他听到自己的祖国啊，自己的这个百姓受到这样的凌辱啊，他就心里面非常的难过。
However, Hananiah was a little different. He was in the land of Persia, but when he heard about his own people being in great trouble and in disgrace, he was very sad by it.
你看见他吗？这个是考古学的学家呢，就把这个苏珊城呢，这个宫殿呢，挖掘出来了。当时呢，他是住在王宫做酒政，是享有非常优越的生活和这种的安舒的条件。
Here is the city, a citadel of Susa. Being the cupbearer, Nehemiah had a lot of wealth and he basically living in luxury.
你看见这个苏珊城呢、啊，就是现在的伊朗的地方了啊。这一个耶路撒冷呢，是尼西米将要回去的地方呢，离开多远呢、啊？
You can tell this Citadel of Susa in the blue dot area is current day of Iran, and he wants to return to Jerusalem where the red dot is. It's actually quite far apart.
这个那么远的地方跟他之间的关系却是那么近, 因为他的心是连在神那里。
Even though the distance between the two areas is very far, however, in his heart, what has happened is really close because of his connection with the Lord.
因为尼希米是从神的角度来看自己的民族, 看自己的, 家乡, 也是看这个神自己的民的荣誉。
Because Nehemiah is looking at the circumstances using God's perspective.
所以他没有忘记神自己的城了，耶路撒冷城了，是神立这个城，成为荣耀神的名的一个地方。
Because he remembered that the city of Jerusalem is a city where it brings glory to the Lord.
因为神把以色列人从万人当中拣选出来，把他们放在这个牛奶与蜜之地，放在这个圣山上。 建造圣殿,
because God has chosen the group of Israelites and bringing them into the land of milk and honey, and they were the chosen ones.
并且在这里建立圣殿,
and also building a holy temple.
所以当圣殿被毁, 圣墙又烧,又这样的破烂的时候呢, 是对于神的名是一个非常大的羞辱。
The holy temple being broken down, the wall being broken down, it is a huge disgrace to the Lord's name.
那大家知道为什么圣墙会被毁，为什么圣殿又被毁，为什么敌人会侵略这个以色列人呢？
Do you know why the holy temple and also the walls were broken down?
不是普通的战争而已，而是因为以色列人离弃了耶和华神。
Why were they invaded? It's not because of war. It's actually because the Israelites, they turned away from the Lord.
而且他们的行事为人呢，很多的罪导致呢，上帝允许外邦人呢，把他们被掳，让他们得到管教。Because
of their words and their conduct were going completely against the Lord, so the Lord allowed foreign invaders to come in and take control.
所以弟兄姐妹，当美国也好。 世界有各地的这种的灾难也好，我们不要只是求神啊，你快点把这个灾难消除就好，而是有更深入的反省。Whether
it's U.S. or anywhere in the world, when there's pandemic, we should not just pray that God take away this pandemic, but actually should pray deeper for the foundation, the reason.
所以，一个属灵的祷告与神同行的人呢。 他，尼希米呢，在第四节他说：“我听见这话就坐下哭泣的悲哀几日。”And
Nehemiah, who is a godly man of prayer and action, he's in verse 4. It says, "When I heard these things, I sat down and wept."
弟兄姐妹，你看见现在美国的情况，你看见，或者是从香港来的弟兄姐妹啊，你听到两年前那种的整个香港的那种的状况。
Brothers and sisters, when you see the current situation of U.S. or in previous years in Hong Kong, do you weep?
你回顾过去中国历史当中，不要说很久了，最近这五六十年的那种的历史，多么人与人的那种的斗争和残害。
When you reflect on the history of the past 60 years, the quarrel between people and the fights between people.
中国人打死中国人比外族人打死中国人还更多。
Chinese killing Chinese actually is, there's more killing amongst the Chinese on each other than others killing Chinese people.
我们有没有为着这些悲哀哭泣呢？
Do we weep and be sorrow or mourn for these type of things?
我们有没有为着他们在灵里面离开了这位 救主耶稣离开了神而觉得很着急很悲哀呢？
Are we eager? Are we anxious for them for leaving the spiritual Lord?
我真的是很欣赏尼西米，他住在皇宫啊，他住着做酒政呢，他天天吃皇帝吃的好菜啊，他却没有因为这样的原因呢、啊，对自己的民族、对自己的神的名啊，有麻木了，他是非常。难过，非常的这种的敏锐。
I truly admire Nehemiah, even though he is a cupbearer, receiving all the glory, living in the citadel of Susa, but he didn't neglect God's people and just let them be.
求神帮助我们。有时候我们看到这种身边所发生的这种的灾难、不公义，甚至呢一些的事呢，我们已经不会流泪，不会流泪了。没有感觉的，我们要悔改。
May God help us, because oftentimes when we see injustice, we see things around us, we're no longer mourning for it. We're basically numb by the news.
这样的话呢，我们看见尼西米他是不单流泪哀悲哀，他是禁食祷告啊。
We actually see Nehemiah, not only did he sat down and wept, he mourned for them. He also fasted and prayed.
前两年，我一直在网络上、在电视机上不断的看香港那种的状况的时候呢，心中真的是很悲哀，心中就是越看就越流泪哈。
A couple of years ago, when I read the news about the situation in Hong Kong, I often weep and often mourn for the situation.
在祷告当中，也是求神，真的是透过这些的机会来让更多的人来悔改认识神。
And in my prayer, I ask God to use this as an opportunity so that more people can turn to the Lord.
很多时候我们看到这些的不公啊，或者是有一些的悲哀的事呢。我们一般都是说、啊、这个人有问题，那个人处理的不好，这个政党他是很败坏、啊。
Oftentimes when we see injustice, we point fingers at this person, at that person, and at the political powers.
我们看见尼西米他不是指责、啊、你看哇，耶路撒冷的这些的敌人啊，太坏了，上帝让你惩罚他们。他不是这样的心态。
When Nehemiah saw this, he didn't point finger at the invaders and say, "Oh, they are terrible people. They're horrendous."
他首先的是，神啊，你睁开眼看，你侧耳的听，你听我们的祷告吧，因为我要承认我们向你所犯的罪。
Nehemiah actually says to the Lord, "Let your ear be attentive and your eyes open to hear the prayer your servant is praying." For the people of Israel and confessing the sins the Israelites have committed.
对，他说，我与我父家都有罪了。
He says, including myself and my father's family have committed a sin against you.
很多时候，当我们一把自己过于的牵扯在这个政治上面的时候呢？很多时候我们就觉得、啊、这个政治政党有问题，那个有问题、啊、包括美国现在两党也是真的很厉害、啊。
Oftentimes when we're so invested in the political realm, we point finger at this person is wrong, that or this party is wrong, that party is wrong.
甚至呢，我们不小心呢，就、啊、也认识到呢，很多的政治的背后呢，透过新闻啊，透过这种的假消息，透过一种的。各种的目的呢，都把对方呢妖魔化。
And through the news channel, they actually often point finger at the other political party, bringing them down, bringing the worst side of them.
很容易，连基督徒啊，也是在这种的不小心当中呢，就觉得啊，这个人支持这个党的，那个人支持这个党的，结果呢就。彼此对立，而忘记了神的国是高过人的国的。
And oftentimes, Christians included, we're blinded by the fact that, oh, this person is this supports this party, this person supports that party, and they go against each other. We often neglect and forget the fact that God's kingdom is above all kingdoms.
世上没有一个义人，世上没有一个，连我们自己都是蒙恩得救的，是被神称为义的，所以我们要在神面前承认我们的罪啊。
There's no one that's righteous, not even one in this world. We are all saved by grace, and we are righteous through the Lord Jesus.
所以尼西米他面对这样的不公的时候啊，有人欺压他的民族啊，甚至呢，他也可以说，上帝为什么你要让这些的巴比伦呢来灭了这个以色列呢？他如果要埋怨的时候也可以的。
And thus the Israelites are facing injustice. Nehemiah could ask God why he bring such disgrace, why he bring the Babylonians. He could complain to God about all these things that has happened.
但是尼希米是借着祷告来自省，不只是他根本都不是那一班被掳的群，他是第三代了啊，就是过了。第三批的人呢，在他是出生在波斯国的。
Through prayer, he reflects and repents about the situation. He's actually the third generation of the exile. He was actually born in Persia.
但是他却有这样的认罪的态度和他说：“我和我的父家都有罪。”
But he has a repentful heart. He repents to God, saying, myself and my father's family, we have committed sin against you.
所以有时候我们看到，哇，怎么，这个党啊，又支持堕胎同性恋啊，我们就很快的觉得，哇，这些是罪人。但是呢，我们同样有没有在很多的事上，也是在，情欲方面犯罪呢？我们也是，在很多的事上跟他们一样呢。
We often say, "Oh, this political party supports abortion, homosexuality, etc., etc." But we looking at ourselves, how much better are we?
不是说不要指出人的罪，而是我们要在神面前自我的反省，并且一同的在神面前认罪悔改的时候呢，神就带来这种的复兴。
I'm not saying we don't point out other sins. We actually have to reflect and confess our sins in front of God through prayer.
而且就求神来听我们的祷告，我们该做什么，我们该做什么，而不是只是指责，只是不断的去对骂。
We need to pray to God and ask them what we need to do, what we should be doing, and not pointing fingers at others and what they should be doing.
所以呢，尼希米他一方面禁食祷告，一方面认罪。他在祷告当中呢，也是祈求神的作为了，透过他来实现出来。
One hand, Nehemiah fasted and prayed. He confessed the sins and also asking God to do what he needs to do.
你看见第十一节，他说：“主啊，求你侧耳听你仆人的祈祷啊。”和喜爱敬畏你名仆人的祈祷，使你仆人现今亨通，在王面前蒙恩呢。
Verse 11, he says, "Lord, let your ear be attentive to the prayer of your servants, and to the prayer of your servants who delight in revering your name. Give your servant success today by granting him favor in the presence of this man."
他这一个祷告就说：“神啊，我能做什么？”我愿意你让我在这个王面前蒙恩是什么意思呢？因为他要见王，希望王来差派发诏书让他回归啊。
And here Nehemiah is asking the Lord, "Lord, what can I do?" And he's saying, granting him favor in the presence of this man. This man meaning King Artaxerxes, so that.King Artaxerxes would allow him to go back and give him a verdict to go back.
所以，当王注意到他呢， 怎么最近常常忧伤呢？很恼苦恼的时候呢，王就问他：“你要什么？”
When King Artaxerxes noticed the sadness on Nehemiah's face, the king said to him, "What is it you want?"
你要求什么？啊，在这个时候呢，尼希米还没有忘记，无时无刻的，他说：“于是我默祷天上的神，然后再开口讲。”
And after the king asked Nehemiah what he asked, what he wanted, Nehemiah did not forget to pray to the Lord. So he prayed, to the God of heaven in silence.
所以我们看见祷告呢，啊，不是说我们每天三餐啊，完成我基督徒的任务啊，我是基督徒，所以我切番祷告。而是无时无刻不住的祷告。
When prayer as a Christian should not just be praying for each meal of the day, it needs to be unceasing prayer throughout the day.
好像耶稣一样，天未亮的时候，他就退到旷野，在那边祷告神。
And just like Jesus, before the sunrise, Jesus went into the wilderness to pray.
啊，保罗说，你们要啊常常喜乐，你们凡事切恩要不住的祷告。
And just like Paul says, always pray.
所以这句话呢非常很有提醒啊。当你跟妻子或者是丈夫对话的时候，哎呀，上他对方问你，你要什么呢？祷告哈，心中默祷天上的神啊，神啊，你给我智慧如何的讲啊。
Just like when your husband, your wife asks you a question, what is it that you want? You pray silently to the Lord and ask the Lord and pray to him.
啊，让我不要以牙还牙，以恶还恶。主啊，让我更多的忍耐，更多的宽容啊。
Help me not to fight evil with evil against my spouse.
啊，当你的老板或者你的同事问你的时候呢，真的是之前就心中默默的祷告。
Or when your boss asks you a question, you pray silently beforehand.
以致你所做所行的是按着神的感动旨意来做。
So that what you say and you do, would be through what the Lord wants you to do.
所以在这里呢，我们看到尼希米的祷告的内容啊，就有三方面啊。
We see that Nehemiah's prayer, there's three things that comes within it.
刚才我没有讲的就是，首先的它是，有一种的赞美啊。
And the first thing is praise.
在第五节他说，耶和华天上的神，大而可畏的神，你向爱你、守你诫命的人呢，守约施慈爱。
In verse 5 says, I said, O Lord God of heaven, the great and awesome God who keeps covenant and steadfast love with those who love him and keep his commandments.
你知道吗？当我们遇到很多的困境的时候呢，最重要的先赞美。赞美是把这个人的思想从自我的中心放在以神为中心。
Actually, when we face difficulties, we should always praise God because we will change our perspective from self-centeredness to God-centeredness.
如果尼希米只是听到哇，城墙又毁坏了，人呢被羞辱了，哎呀，只是在这里面悲哀呢，认罪呢，他出不来。
If Nehemiah really just focus on the wall of Jerusalem being broken down and the captivity of the survivors, they are in great trouble and shame, that he would just tumble down and down.
所以赞美是把我们的注意力放在这位大而可畏的神，天上的神呢，他是守约施慈爱的，都是集中在神的能力和属性上。
When we are praising God, we focus on the Lord who is great and awesome, who keep his covenant and steadfast love, our perspective will be different.
所以神的性情是昨日今日，耶稣基督昨日今日永远都是一样的，他不改变的他的性情。
The characteristics of the Lord never changes. It stays the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
这是在我们现在面对那么多的动荡，那么多的不确定的未来了，非常重要的一个 赞美的应许啊。
That promise is extremely important for us, especially during the chaotic time that we are living in.
所以求神帮助我们遇到这些的困难啊，不只是神啊，你把它拿走这个困难，解决这个困难，先赞美神的他的应许，他的属性，他的能力，他的守约施慈爱跟我们的关系。
When we are facing difficulties, we don't simply ask God to take away those difficulties, but instead praise Him for His promises and praise Him for Him never leaving us.
并且呢，反省一下，我有没有什么罪？世人，我们身边的，我们的再三掌权的，或者是我们的教会也好，或者是世界上的人呢，有哪些得罪神的地方？哪些是因为我们的罪导致的这样的光景
？And also, we need to confess whether it's church related or the community or the people in the world, things that we have sinned against the Lord for.
也包括我们的执政掌权的这些的君王啊、总统啊。这些的罪我们一起来认。
And also those who are in political power, we pray for them as well.
是一种认罪啊，就代表着我们在神面前谦卑自己。
Confessing our sins, meaning humbling ourselves in front of the Lord.
就是说我们跟这些人也是一样，需要神的怜悯，需要神的帮助。
Meaning putting ourselves in the same level as them, we all need God's forgiveness. We all need God's mercy.
所以，在这里呢，也让我们，学习，不是只是批评，只是不断的就对骂。因为我发觉呢，这个最近的这些的政治运动呢，弄得教会和教会、信徒和信徒之间、父母和孩子之间。都变成一种的撕裂。
We need to learn not to point fingers at each other. I noticed that the situation in the world right now is causing churches, Christians, and family members to go against each other.
这就是撒旦魔鬼的工作，让人自以为意，觉得人间的制度就可以解决一切问题吗？
That's the work of Satan. That's the work of devil. Thinking highly of themselves, thinking that the things in the world can change the problems.
而是我们要效法耶稣基督，他不单是祷告赞美神，他更进入人间来解决人的痛苦。
We need to be more like Jesus. Not only does he pray and praise the Lord, he also came into the world to resolve the issues.
他来跟人分担人的痛苦，他进到人间，他说我来是不是要人的服侍，而是服侍人，并且做多人的属价。
Jesus came down to bear the burdens of man. He came to serve and not to be served.And taking away the burdens of others.
所以呢，我最近听那个梁彦成博士啊，就是他在过去的20年呢，就回到中国大陆做很多的扶贫的工作。
I heard a story about
Dr. Len
going back to China.
做很多的扶贫呢，帮助那些的穷困的孩子能够读书，然后呢，让他们的将来长大对社会有贡献。
Going back to China, helping those in poverty, especially the students, so that they can get education.
角声的儿童之春呢，儿童之家呢，也是在做这样的一种的爱心行动。
CCHC is doing similar things, with the ministry.
这个梁博士他讲了一句话，他说。我们要以爱胜恶，以爱胜过恨，以善胜过恶。
Dr. Liang says, need to use love to overcome evil. Need to use love to overcome
hatred. 你只是天天骂这个骂那个， 也改变不了。
If you're constantly cursing at this person or that person, it's not going to change anything.
而是用爱心，用宽容，用基督的爱，那种无条件的爱来爱，甚至爱仇敌，这样的行动来带给别人的祝福。
We need to be like Jesus, use Jesus' love, the unconditional love to love those who we do not want to love.
他讲了一句话，我觉得蛮有意思。他说：“中国啊，这个民族是一个受满着伤痕的一个民族。”
He's saying China, is a place, full of
suffering and
full of suffering and suffering, hurt and pain.
你只是责骂他啊，只是骂他啊。不能医治他，他需要耶稣的爱的医治，需要耶稣基督舍己的精神的爱来医治，来重整他们。
Their hurts and their hurts and their pains cannot be healed if you rebuke them and continuously curse at them. It is only healed by the love, the unconditional love of Lord Jesus.
所以尼西米同样，他不是去骂那些的。原住地的那个耶路撒冷的君王也好，耶路撒冷的市民好啊，你们那么败坏，他是去到他们中间来与他们一同受苦，一同来得到复兴。
Nehemiah similarly, he didn't curse the people who are in Jerusalem or cursing at the kings who invaded the place. He actually came to be amongst them so that he can feel their suffering and heal with them.
所以看见他祷告神啊，除了赞美认罪祷为这些以色列人祷告之外呢，也为自己祷告，我能做什么？结果上帝就为他开路了。
Not only through his prayer, he praised God, confessed his sins, and intercedes for people. He is also asking God, "What can I do?"
在第二章的第五节，他就这样说了，我就对王说，仆人若在王面前蒙恩了，王若喜欢，求王了差遣我往犹大，到我列祖坟墓所在的地方，我好重新建造。
In chapter 2, verse 5, he says, Then I said to the king, If it pleases the king, and if your servant has found favor with you, I ask that you send me to Judah, to the city of my ancestor's grave, so that I may rebuild it.
他不是停留在一种负面的埋怨啊悲哀，他是很正面的啊，上帝你与我同在啊，你在让我在王面前蒙恩，王啊，现在我的这种心中的感动和计划就是这样，要重建我的这个民族和国家。
He Nehemiah does not live in negativity. He's actually very positive, and he knows what he wants God to do with him and also has the king to send him back to Judah to rebuild the city.
然后王后就问他，王后坐在王的旁边，王就问他，你要去多少日子呢？几时回来呀？我就定了日期，于是王喜欢差遣我去。
The king's verse 6, the king said to me, the queen also was sitting beside him, How long will you be gone, and when will you return? So it pleased the king to send me, and I set him a date.
你看见吗？他已经有了日期了，有了计划。原来在祷告当中，不是只是停留在啊，神啊，我交托给你。他是详细的祷告，详细的计划和把时间计划、行动都计划好。
Nehemiah not just prayed to God and just left it to him. He has a plan in mind, he has a date set, and he has his action plan.
所以呢，很多时候呢，我们真的是也要学习啊，不要啊，我祷告了，交托主，但是什么都不想，什么都不计划，那事情也做不出来了。
We need to learn to be like Nehemiah, not just praying simply to God and just giving it to him and do nothing.But instead, have a plan in mind, have an action in mind.
好像哇，我有感动啊！现在很多人呢，在疫情当中，可能行动不方便， 那你有感动要去爱他，你也听到牧师提醒我们要爱人如己，你有感动，但是却没有行动的话呢，那也活不出基督的生命了。
And during the pandemic, you know that a lot of people are not able to go out of their house, and you have this urgency in your heart, and God has touched you, and also the pastor has reminded you, but you still sit in place and have no action. That's kind of useless.
相反，如果你看到这个病人，这个弟兄姐妹的家里面的消息又有病啊，或者有一些什么特殊情况，神感动你，你甚至流泪了。下一步是什么？好像尼西米一样，我定了时间，我怎么样？我要去买一些实际的一些的家庭用品，送到他家门口，这就是行动了。
But on the contrary, if you hear someone in need in church due to whatever circumstances, you have this plan in mind, you set the date, and you go buy daily necessities and bring it over to the people in need.
所以 That would be like Nehemiah. 一个真正的属灵人是又祷告又计划又行动。
We see that a true spiritual man, we have prayer, we also have actions following through.
然后呢，当王问他还要什么的时候呢，他说，王若第七节，王若喜欢呢，求王呢赐我诏书通知大河西的省长呢，准我。经过了又赐诏书了，把那个管理王园林的那个亚萨呢，使他给我呢木材木料啊，做这个殿营楼之门的横梁和城墙啊，与我自己房屋使用的。就是说，完了，你叫这个人啊，这个官员呢、啊、下诏书，给诏书也把木材啊运送过来，让我。回到耶路撒冷重建圣墙。
And in verse, the king asked Nehemiah what else he needed. In verse 7, he says, Then I said to the king, If it pleases the king, let letters be given to me to the governors of the province beyond the river, that they may grant me passage until I arrive in Judah, and a letter to Asaph, the keeper of the king's forest, direct him to give me timber to make beams.For the gates of the temple of fortress, and for the wall of the city, and for the house that I shall occupy, basically wanting kings to send letters so that he can get all these materials.
你看见吗？神是又真又活的神，他听尼希米的祷告，尼希米的祷告，并且呢，也感动王啊，批准了。
We can see that our God is true and completely real. He has touched the king's heart so that he will assist Nehemiah completely.
所以在第八节这样的总结啊，王就允准我，因为我神施恩的手帮助我。
And towards end of verse 8, it says, And the king granted me what I asked, for the gracious hand of my God was upon me.
我们可不可以一起把这个第八节这一节呢，最后一句来读一读啊？因为神施恩的手帮助我。
Let's read the last little bit of verse 8. And the king granted me what I asked, for the gracious hand of my God was upon me.
中文的弟兄姐妹可以啊。神施恩的手帮助我，英文的就是 The gracious hand of God, help me, 还是怎么说
？Gracious hand of God was upon me.
Was upon me, 哇，神施恩的手呢，与他同在，神施恩的手来成全他心中的感动。
Gracious hand of God was upon Nehemiah, completing what he has prayed for.
他不是靠自己的力量，也不是靠自己的计划，他看见神施恩的手在带领，在成就。
And Nehemiah knows that it was not because of his own strength of his own action. It is actually because of the gracious hands of the Lord that was on him.
所以弟兄姐妹，你遇到这样的困难，那样的困难啊，神施恩的手不是说帮我解决问题。而是完成他在让我们在神国的计划。
Brothers and sisters, when we face difficulties and challenges, we know that the gracious hand of God is not simply solving the problems of our life, but for the sake of his kingdom.
所以尼西米在神国的计划当中呢，成为第三批回到耶路撒冷重建圣墙。
Nehemiah became the third generation returning to Jerusalem, rebuilding the temple.
结果神施恩的手，时间关系我不详细讲，神施恩的手帮助他，让他回归之后呢，虽然遇到困难，虽然遇到挑战，但是52天把这个圣墙呢重建了。
And because of gracious hand of the Lord, when Nehemiah returned, even though there are difficulties and challenges, however, after 52 days, the wall was rebuilt.
最重要的不是墙重建呢，是当地的那些的以色列人呢、啊，哇，他们都看见神施恩的手帮助尼希米，他们也参与与神同工的行列了。
The importance is not the wall being rebuilt. It's actually the Israelites seeing that the gracious hand of God was upon Nehemiah, and they came to assist as well.
第二章十八节这样说：我告诉他们，我神施恩的手怎样帮助我，我王对我所说的话，他们就起来说：我们起来建造吧。于是他们奋勇做这善工。
In verse 18 in chapter 2, it says, I told them that the hand of my God has been gracious upon me, and also the words that the king has spoken to me. Then they said, let us start building. So they committed themselves to the common good.
所以看见尼希米他的顺服他的行动呢，产生一种属灵的影响，让那些的很也是很低落，甚至呢很失望的这些的犹太人呢、啊。都因着神的手，哇，我们要一起做工啊。
We can see that the obedience and the actions of Nehemiah became a chain effect to the Israelites, and they came to commit to build to rebuild the wall together.
结果他们做完之后呢，他们归荣耀给神。尼希米呢，看见就是他们还要悔改啊，这些以色列人。要回到耶和华的律法的面前，神的话语当中。
They gave glory to the Lord after the wall being rebuilt. However, Nehemiah do see that they need to repent and return to the law of the Lord.
所以他请这个以斯拉出来了，就站在讲台上，把耶和华的律法展开读出来。哎呀，众民就流泪，就悔改，就归荣耀给神。
And so therefore Nehemiah asked Ezra to bring the law of the Lord out and to be read to the Israelites, and they repented and prayed.
所以一个真正祷告行动的属灵人呢，不是做一个外表的工程呢，而是透过这个工程使人的心回归神，在灵里面灵命当中呢得到复兴，他们真正的与神同行，行公义，好怜悯。
And we see that a godly man of prayer and action should not just be an outward engineer causing the wall to be rebuilt. They need to be from within and causing others to have the effect.
所以呢，他们离弃偶像呢，他们也离开那种不公义的事的、邪恶的、残暴的事，来彼此相爱。并且呢，活出神给他们神子民的荣耀。
They need to repent from being vicious against each other and live out the love and being the children of God.
回到我们身在的美国也好，中国、香港也好，有很多的不公义，也有很多的这种的仇恨对立。
Whether it's in U.S. or Hong Kong or China, right now there's a lot of injustice and a lot of hatred going on.
我们看到美国有些是对亚裔的那种的仇恨。
We see that in U.S. there's a lot of Asian hate crimes.
我们也看到在香港也是有黄的、蓝的这样的对立啊。
In Hong Kong, there's different political parties against each other, the blue, the yellow, and the black.
但是作为一个基督徒，我们是神的和平之子。
But as Christians, we're the son of peace.
我们是能够在这世上做官做盐，与他们一同的承认自己的罪，祷告并且行动的。
We are the salt and the light of the world. We need to confess our sins with the people in the world.
所以，在过去的这几个月，在我的思想祷告当中，神给我一个特别的呼召。
In my recent days of prayer, God has given me a special calling.
就是看到在香港有很多的人呢，都心中充满着失望、灰心，而且呢，这种的心中的愤恨。
And that is in Hong Kong. There's many people living in sorrow, depression, and hatred.
也看到中国大陆有很多在经济上很充裕了，发达了，但是呢，心灵非常的空虚。
And also in China, many people are very advanced in their financial needs, but their hearts are very empty.
很多的家庭的破裂、婚姻、小三、那个外遇，都是影响的整个的家庭和下一代。
And many families, they have mistresses and causing problems and splits and divorces, affecting the next generation.
所以神感动我，愿意一家人回到香港，长久的来服侍，像甚至中国大陆的有那么多的同胞来分享基督的爱，而不只是旁边在看。
God has touched me deeply to return back to Hong Kong full time, helping sharing God's love, as well as to people in China, and not just watching from afar.
借着祷告，借着神自己的感动和印证，我知道前面有充满着挑战，就好像尼希米一样，回去的时候要很多的挑战。
And through prayer and God's confirmation, despite the fact that there are going to be challenges, just like Nehemiah's situation.
但是，尼希米实在是一个美好的榜样，他愿意先求神的国和神的义，神给他通达的道路，神施恩的手来帮助坚固他。
Nehemiah, he is a great example for me. He seek God's kingdom and His will first, and God's gracious hand was upon him.
我们也求神保守我们。可能弟兄姐妹，不是说每个人有感动，也一定要回到原住地。但是我们看见身边有那么多的这个时代的需要，我们实在是除了祷告、除了认罪之外呢？我们要行动。
And may God protect us. I know, not every one of us needs to return to the mainland, but with the situation, everything happening, we need not to just simply praise, confess. We need to follow, obey as well.
或者是你看到教会很多人都没有来敬拜了，或者是心里面很低落了，你可不可以主动的为他祷告，然后约他？去附近的这个 Bear Mountain 走一走，trail 鼓励他，为他祷告，关心他呢。
If you see brothers and sisters not attending church or seeing that they are very depressed, why don't we take the initiative, not simply pray for them, but invite them out to go on a trail, like Bear Mountain, walk around.
昨天我刚刚带一个女儿去 Bear Mountain， 哇，我觉得非常好的风景，而且呢，来亲近神也能够跟家人一起，所以我们接着祷告，接着行动来活出基督的使命，基督的爱。
I took my daughter to Bear Mountain yesterday, able to enjoy nature and draw near to God and my family. We need to take action.
所以求神帮助我们，我们在这个时代当中，知道主耶稣再来的日子越来越近，我们更需要警醒祷告，能够与神同行。
during the end times, we know we need to be more watchful and be more prayerful.
也请弟兄姐妹也为我祷告，神感动我，也让师母也支持，很奇妙的，女儿15岁的也顺服，愿意回到香港就读高中，看见神施恩的手，来帮助我们一家人回去服事。
May you continue to pray for me and my family returning to Hong Kong. My wife was very supportive, and miraculously, my daughter, teenager, is also willing to submit and go to high school in Hong Kong.
我们先要爱主胜过爱世上的其他的事情的时候呢，神会亲自的带领感动，让我们能够活出他的荣美，成为别人的祝福。
When we love God above all things in the world, He will guide us, and we will be able to live a life that glorifies Him.
求神帮助怜悯，我们一起祷告。
May God show mercy and help us. Let us pray.
天父啊，我们在祷告上实在是很有亏欠的。很多时候我们都祷告的内容都是可能是围绕着我们自己，围绕着最多是我们的家庭，但主啊，你要让我们的眼睛打开，看见神的国，还有很多神国的子民，很多流离失散圈外的羊，需要你自己的拯救牧养和带领。主啊，以致我们真的是在这个时代当中成为一个祷告和行动与神同行的人，好叫我们的生命活像耶稣，来服侍人，也是能够成为神福音的使者，让我们结果子更多，以致我们见你的面的时候，我们能够被你称赞，又忠心又良善的仆人。主啊，就求你帮助主爱之家的每一位的弟兄姐妹，我们看到时代在动荡，在变换，让每一个人都警醒祷告，并且借着祷告认罪赞美，祈求也顺服，你就与我们同在，我们也与你同行，成为更多人的祝福。 Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for who you are. You are a living God. You send your Son as an example to redeem us, to transform our life. May God's Spirit pour out the love of Christ in our heart. We are not just mourning about the situation, but we confess our sin, we praise you, and also we intercede for ourselves and for others, and help us be obedient to you, be a blessing to many others. May your name be glorified in our life, in our family, and in our society, in our country. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.